you had to put the lock like halfway in the thing to keep the thing closed, and then when you just like you took any tension off it, it just goes and it would just fly open. All of them, right? And then it
if you think your coworkers don't like you because you do jack shit at work, you're probably correct. This week on Flag Time.
I got in a fucking Hummer H2 today from 2005.
Oh, yes. It had
298,000 miles on it. No lights in the dash. It wasn't running weird. Thing was not misfiring at all.
Yeah, it's normal.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's like that's something that it used to just be normal for a car for a car to just last 200,000-300,000 miles on basic maintenance.
Yeah, it was normal for an American-made VA to just have fuck you kind of mileage on it, and it'd be just totally fucking fine.
Fuck you mileage.
Hey, welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, everybody. The automotive service podcast where we talk a lot about not that. Welcome to episode, I don't fucking know, 69? Is this 69? Nice.
Oh my God, really? Is it?
Hello, post-production Serrated Mobius here again. This is episode 68. This is not 69. 69 is the next episode. So yeah, back to the episode. I think this is episode 69.
We should have paid attention and made that a special episode.
Wait, so we have one recorded and not posted already right now, right? Wait, like one.
No, we have this is so the first episode of season, we're dating the podcast right now. The first episode of season 3 is going out this Monday to us.
Okay, word.
We've recorded,
so the first episode's going out this Monday. So like 2 days from now. We've
recorded 4 episodes since then.
Four?
Yeah. So we did that one. Down. And then we did another one.
Come on the fucking damn.
And then we did another one. Down. And then the last episode down. That we recorded was with Hey Dozer, which was episode
68. Yeah, I remember that one.
So it's so this is 69. Episodes. Yeah.
Well, we gotta have...
I fucked it up. So bad.
We got to do something special.
We got to record the podcast. One of us sits upright, the other one sits upside down.
You're gonna have to do that,
dude. I'm not doing that. You can oh, get shit. Inverted okay. If you want. Oh, are we gonna see balls? You got shorts on, dude.
Am I doing it, guys?
On? Am I doing it?
It's
bro. Put those
even,
dogs
you're not
away.
Even remotely upside down.
I'm trying not to fall. The chair.
Dude, don't. Thing. Well, I was gonna say you're showing it for free, but you're literally showing it to paid members. So I guess.
No, Eric, censor my feet. Do it.
Not censor it for 2 of the 3 tiers.
You can't. Yeah, I'd have to make 2 separate videos,
or make another tier that's foot. Just foot.
Foot tier, $50.
$27.95.
Yeah, I just put God. Make the black bars track my feet, but like really poorly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Really funny. So I have a story.
Yay, story time.
I'm gonna tell this story before Sterling has his story this
and
episode.
I'm gonna be here.
Yeah. Did nothing happen at your place of operation?
Anybody get fired because of anything you might have done or
anything I might have done? Probably not.
Oh.
Nobody got fired. What the fucking coworker that I don't like is getting transferred to another store.
Fuck yeah.
I'm really happy about it because that motherfucker doesn't know how to goddamn read. It's really annoying.
Well, I mean, there is a real statistic saying like there's a lot of people in this country that are genuinely illiterate, so
like he can read like
65% of Americans can't read above a 6th grade level or some shit like that.
Let me look that up. Let's see what the facts are.
It's really because I'll write a bunch of shit in the notes, you know, like I'm supposed to when I document stuff on a car, of like all the stuff it needs for like maintenance and stuff. And then he'll come up to me and be like, what does it need? I'm like, did you read the fucking ticket I wrote? He's like, no, not yet. And I was like,
nah,
I was like, go read it.
Reading's for liberals and sissies, and I'm neither of that.
And then like,
that's why I can't read.
21%. Wait, go ahead.
And then I'll like, he'll like get like he'll sell something somehow. And then it's like a thing. It's like, okay, did you get this and this and this? He's like, no, I only got that. I was like, why? It needs the other two things, you
no,
fucking troglodyte.
Just because I didn't read it doesn't mean the car doesn't need that. Stupid.
And then he's got to call the customer saying it's going to be more expensive because he forgot to fucking quote those parts out. And then it turns into a whole thing. And then it's somehow somebody else's fault in his mind. Mm-hmm. Like, he never takes the blame for anything that's his fault. And now he's leaving and I'm happy.
I'm taking this sentence from crossrivertherapy.com. So take this with a grain of salt. I don't know if this is a reputable source.
Sounds like a reliable source to me.
Yeah. They say nationwide, on average, 79% of U.S. adults are illiterate in 2022.
I 100% believe that.
I think it's a little too high of a number, but
no, it isn't.
79% is
have you ever driven around?
God, I wish our fucking driver's ed was as strict as it was in Germany.
If you work in fucking retail, that number does make sense.
Literally anyone who's worked with the people, with the public, knows that.
Because I was working at Target one day, and this customer came up looking for a Ouija board. And
you mean a Leggy board?
Somebody trying to find a Ouija board at fucking Target?
Yeah.
I want to summon the demons. Let's go to Target, guys.
Yeah. And they were looking for it in the store, and they were like, why can't we find a Ouija board? It says you guys have it in stock. And I looked at their phone and it said we had it in stock, but it's online only. So the online, you'd be able to order it off of the Target website and get it through there. It's in stock on the Target website.
Online.
And they literally looked at me after I said that and said, then why do you have it on your website? I'm like,
because it's fucking online, you moron.
That website is not for this specific store, you dead ass.
No, it says the same name on the building that's on my phone. I said I wanted to order it on my phone, and I said Target, so I came to the place that said Target so I can get my
It's like when I was working at Cycle Gear. If you don't know what a Cycle Gear is, it's a motorcycle parts and apparel store. I was working at Cycle Gear and I picked up the phone and all I heard on the other side of the phone was clutch.
Yep, that's a motorcycle part.
I was like, okay, clutch for what? Honda. Do you understand how much shit Honda makes? What the fuck do you want?
They make 37 different bikes. What one?
He was actually looking for a clutch.
Is it four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
He was looking for a clutch for a fucking lawnmower. And he called a Cycle Gear.
Do lawnmowers have clutches?
I don't know.
Yes.
I've never seen somebody bang gears in a fucking lawnmower.
Well, I mean, there's a different kind of clutch.
It's centrifugal clutch. Am I illiterate?
Probably one of those riding mowers that's got just two handles. Are you fucking...
Maybe. I don't know. I gave up after that. But
automatic transmissions also have clutches.
My story for you guys this week is this past week at work, we got visited by the BG guys.
Oh, we have BG stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what the... fuck that is.
So dealership service items.
Yeah, let me look it up. BG
Big
Automotive.
Bussy guy.
Don't say no.
Busted guts.
Brain. That's about to be everybody on fucking Valentine's Day.
BG Products Incorporated is committed to maintaining vehicles through high-quality automotive maintenance services for fuel systems, engines, transmissions, brakes, power steering, cooling, battery, driveline, climate control systems. They make a whole bunch of shit for vehicles. They make fluids, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Brake fluid, Frigifresh, additives for engine oil, fuel additives, all that kind of stuff.
So they have every additive for every system.
Yeah. They also make energy drinks.
But no brake fluid additives I don't think that's real unless you...
They just have brake fluid. They also make energy drinks.
Energy drinks that are definitely not brake fluid.
Right, yes. But, so...
This thing will make you stop working.
Showed up to show off their brand new brake fluid machine. And I'm going to send you guys the picture of it right now. And for the audio listeners, I will describe it to you here in a few seconds.
What platform are we viewing the photograph?
The group chat on the Instagram.
Okay, hang on. Let me get the old bar.
I want to open YouTube.
Man, turning on Facebook Marketplace notifications is probably the most toxic thing I've ever done in my life.
Don't ever do that, because I'll see the cars that I want to buy, and then it's like,
hey, the car you looked at on Marketplace that was $400 is now $300, and I'm like, I didn't
fucking save the Snapchat picture, so I have to send you the video.
Better.
So that's coming. That's loading up right now. But so what they have now is a brake fluid machine that can do gallon brake fluid services.
Gallon? What do you need a gallon of brake fluid?
Why the fuck has a gallon of brake fluid?
A semi truck?
No, but it can still do.
Those use air. Those are pneumatic brakes.
Oh yeah, I guess that's right.
Well, this can also still do like quart services, but it's kind of overkill. Our dealership bought 6 of them.
Thanks, man. We can't. My dealer will barely buy one like tire machine part. Like,
do you know what I have for fucking brake services? I got my little sucky vacuum I got from Harbor Freight for $10. Yeah. That sucks that out of each bleeder.
We have brand new brake fluid machines. And for the audio listeners, these brake fluid machines are 4'5" tall.
That's almost as tall as me.
Yeah. And there's this giant tube that houses all of the used fluid, and you've got a smaller tube next to it that has all the new fluid, and it, like, through air pressure, introduces the new fluid while sucking out the old.
Do you still have to do one fucking wheel at a time?
Yes, you still have to do one wheel at a time.
I can't make one with four hose. Let me crack all four of them bleeders at the...
We are actually about to switch from BG to Wins, and Wins has a brake flush machine that has one that goes on the master cylinder and four that go, one go on each individual.
That's neat.
Super cool. So you can literally just crack all the bleeders, put all the hoses on, go poop, and then fucking come back to work, and your brake flush is done. It shuts off automatically too.
But yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
Close the bleeders before it shuts off so it doesn't let air back in the system?
Why would it let air back in the system if it's got hoses on it?
Just in case the hose falls off.
Unless the hoses are
under. The hoses don't fall off. They got the Gorilla Grip grommets on them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, so they'll hold vacuum basically when it shuts off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sucking on the bleeders, each individual bleeders. They have vacuum coming out of each hose.
But yeah, so like
there's a pressure hose on the top, and then there's four vacuum lines on the bottom.
Okay, but if that system, when it turns off, still holds vacuum like an AC machine, then it won't introduce air.
It stops. It turns off. Like, the pumps are on, and then they turn off, and it's still a closed system.
Okay,
so when it turns off...
As long as it's closed, fully sealed, then it's fine.
It is.
Because I'll sometimes do a fucking brake flush service... And I'll accidentally let go of I'll turn off my little vacuum before I close the window. I'm like, fuck! And then I gotta bleed the air out of the system.
And that's what happens when you get cheap brake fluid flushers.
Yep.
Well, no, exactly what happens. I have the little handheld one from fucking Harbor Freight. You hold it under that. You hold it. It sucks it out. You crack the bleeder. It sucks it all out.
Yeah.
I watch the fucking thing go down.
It comes off. It just goes right back in.
Yeah, it's never a come off thing. It's me forgetting to close the bleeder first. I've never had it fucking just fall off.
You said come off.
Oh, I was.
I challenge you to a come off.
But yeah, that's what I just wanted to share that because we now have
10 years running.
We now have these giant fucking machines just for brake fluid, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, like brake flush is done in 1 minute.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I subscribe to that to show my friends because I have no way of showing them anything. I forgot to be funny about that.
Well, the Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of these episodes.
And you can see this.
Yeah, that
and
too.
And you can, yeah, like what else is on the Patreon? I need to look.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of extra stuff, including what Sterling's talking about. There's
more stuff.
More clips. You know, starting at $3 a month, you could just see the video versions of the episodes. $6 a month gets you all the bonus content, which is probably what Sterling's talking about. And $15 a month here.
You won't. No balls.
Yeah, that one. Gets you access to us saying your name on fucking the end of the episodes.
Don't you want your fucking name said on a podcast? Like, come on. Like, that's the meaning of life, honestly.
You won't, though, because you got no balls. All shaft.
Well, but everybody that subscribed does. Somehow. I don't really know.
The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see. Have you ever wanted to know what a Hot Wheels car looks like in a mini wind tunnel? What? No. Well, guess what? You're in luck, because this thing called a Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel is a real thing, and I'm not shitting you. It's a 13-inch long, actual, for-real wind tunnel with a fan and a smoke generator that makes a surprisingly smooth laminar flow of air in the test area. You can test Hot Wheels cars, matchboxes, your if it's less than 3 inches long. If you want to check it out, go to my Instagram profile at SerratedMobius and click the link in my bio. My discount code Serrated10, that's S-E-R-R-A-T-E-D 10, will take $10 off of your order of the Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel. We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
One of my coworkers was using the brake flush machine at our work, and like they have adapters that go onto the master cylinder lid.
Yeah.
And then you attach the air line to the machine, and then you put the machine attached to the little adapter on the master cylinder. One of my coworkers put the air line on the master cylinder. It just exploded because the air the fittings on the master cylinder, the bleeder adapters for the master cylinder pressure bleeder thing, are the same exact fittings that are on the airline. And he was talking to me and he got distracted. He was just like, yeah, and then we went brake fluid all over. It got all over the bottom of the hood, and it got all over the ground, but it didn't get on the outside of the car. So
you gotta that's crazy. That's like
it got all over his toolbox, though.
I relate to that so much because I'll be having a conversation with somebody in my car, and then I'll just miss the turn I needed to take because I'm talking to them and not paying attention. I'm like, oh fuck, we gotta turn around. I missed the exit.
We missed the interstate on the highway. Fucking yeet it around.
Fucking.
Some people do that. Some people will stop on the interstate.
And they don't realize that you could just go up to the next fucking exit and do a U-turn. Like
some places you can't do that, but like you have to take like a whole like 35-minute detour before you can come back around. It
sucks to suck. But
imagine
like
missing one of the things my dad and I did when we went to San Francisco one time is missed the last exit before the Bay Bridge. Yeah. And if you know how long the Bay Bridge is,
yeah,
you have to like go and like it's whole bridge too. So you like go all the way.
Oh my
God. Like it's like miles long, and it's like it takes like 45 minutes to go back around. That, but I mean, maybe there's a local person that is like, nuh-uh, but I don't know.
In Houston,
you can just do a UE on the bridge. Fuck it.
Fuck it. It's like the top of the bridge is one way, and then the bottom like layer of the bridge is the other way. So it's not lanes. It's like everyone on the bridge is going that way, and then everyone on the top of the bridge is going that way. Yeah. So it's like shit. It's pretty cool.
In Houston, if you miss an exit on the fucking beltway, you are fucked, and you have to go all the fucking way around the beltway again, and it takes like 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Jesus Christ.
Gotta go all the way around the bay again in San Francisco. There's a few fucked up interchanges on I-90 and on I-5 in Seattle. Like if you mistakenly get on I-90 when you wanted to stay on I-5 at the exit in Seattle, you know exactly what I'm talking about, people who've missed that exit 50,000 times. And you're like, oh, fuck, I don't want to go across the pass. I want to go that way, not that way. And I've done that before. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be 45 minutes late because I'm an idiot and took the wrong turn.
Hey, boss, I'm stupid. I fucking missed the exit again. I'll be there 45 minutes late. And then it's like, yeah, cool. I understand.
Hey, boss, I'm stupid. I fuck.
I fuck.
That reminds me of the I saw a gym influencer with a shirt. It says autism powered fuck machine. It's a fucking pump cover for the gym, and I kind of want it.
Jesus Christ.
Except the, only the first half of that's the right, the like accurate.
Autism. No, it's autism powered and fuck. That's it.
Autism powered fuck.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, you got somebody fired, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was awesome.
Dude, what happened?
So what happened? Everyone's got a coworker that's just like, I don't know. You ever like, have anyone
why are
that
you
works?
The way that you are?
No, not like that. It's more just like why my wife has sent me 72 reels since I started recording this fucking podcast just now. Tonight.
Hell yeah. Must be
God
nice.
Damn. It is.
But as you were saying.
Sometimes. But if you do you ever like have you ever had a coworker that kind of just seems to get away with everything?
Kind of, yeah.
And you're just like, why are they're like, if I did that, I would be talked to. Or
I had a coworker,
like someone that's been working somewhere for so long.
If I did that, HR would fire me.
Yeah, like that kind of shit.
He had a car where he set it on fire and he was still employed.
Oh, I've done that.
I've never set a car on fire. Neither yet. Have I. Knock on wood, I hope I don't ever have to fucking that happen. Why do you have to count?
There's more than one.
Oh my god.
Did it burn to the ground?
No.
This guy burned a car to the ground.
I'm a firefighter.
Like he drove it and it caught on fire on the highway and it burned to the ground. This was a customer.
Oh, my coworker who is the reason I quit my last job had that happen to him twice actually though.
Ah, sick.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. And he still works there.
Anyway, carry on. Ground. My family's dead.
I don't know. This guy, and I found out why. It's because this one specific person at my dealership was they were a 3M installer and they did wraps and window tinting. And he was the only one at the dealership that knew how to operate the vinyl cutter and do the wraps. And everyone else is either a like wash bay like kid or a technician or a service writer manager, like that kind of stuff. It's a pretty small dealer. But there's one guy that did the wraps and the window tinting and not detailing, but when you buy a car in Washington or really anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, there's usually a added on service that's called like a Northwest package or like a Seattle package or something to do with the Northwest. It's usually it's all weather floor mats, like a vinyl wrap on the front, like a bug wrap or like anti-bug wrap PPF. Shit. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's like clear wrap. Scotch-Brite, the whole interior, Rain-X all the windows, tint the windows. It's like it's a pretty normal thing that a lot of dealers do. The both of the dealerships that I've worked at have had that specific service. And for whatever reason, this guy at the dealership is the only one that they've asked to do this. And this guy, our dealer, our managers aren't extremely active. Like they don't go out in the shop. They don't have windows that are facing the shop. So we're kind of just balling out a lot. And the service writers are kind of just like
managers.
But almost everyone, I mean, everyone at the dealer like has a good work ethic and like stays on task and doesn't fuck off too much, which is really nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But there was this one guy and he was in the corner of the building, the Honda building that I'm in. And everybody can't fucking stand this guy because he's like the kind of guy who just does whatever he wants and doesn't really face any consequences because we're all complaining about him and the managers kind of don't really care because he's the only one. We're like, well, we can't replace him because this is like a necessary service that we have to provide, like per dealer institution law. I don't fucking know. I don't know why they decided to keep this guy around for so long. But he would do shit like he would leave for like 2 hours in the middle of the day. He would like clock into a job and he would just leave. Like he would get in his car and drive away and leave for like 2.5 hours.
Interesting.
And like he would he shows up 30, 40, 50 hour, 2 hours late every day, every day.
Mm.
And it's like, what? And he has one bay in the corner that has no lift, but he always tries to take the lift that's like adjacent to the guy that's right next to me who needs two lifts because he's like a mainline technician who will bring a Diag car on one rack and then bring like a maintenance car or like a timing belt or whatever on the other rack.
Right.
So he's always stealing like his extra rack, and like our service rider will come out and be like, hey, like you got to get this thing off. Like, we got cars to fix and you don't. You're just the vinyl guy. Like, you can literally do this outside and you can do this on the ground with a flat bay. But no, he refuses to do it on the ground. He's like, I need a lift to do this. I can't fucking do this without a lift. And he's just like polishing cars, and he will straight up just take a 1 hour vinyl wrap job, and he will just it will take him 2 or 3 days to do sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
And he'll just fuck off. Like, he will clock into a job and he'll sit around and just like spin in his chair, or like have a little tiny Bluetooth speaker and listen to talk show radio, like podcasts, which is like crazy that you can listen, like, really, like, not safe for work podcasts. He's like, oh, just sick, blasting on this pot like Bluetooth speaker. I think the Talk to a Podcast was one of the ones that I heard on there, like, actually unironically. This guy is in his mid-30s and he's just like an absolute
Jesus.
Just like, well, like, how are you a real person? Anyway, he's always talking about like how he like owns, he's like, I used to own a shop and I ran a shop for so long. And he's like, I've been a detailer for like 17 years, man. I've just been, you know, I've been doing this for so long. It's just another amount of respect in it. You know, it's just like people respect me because I do this job really well. And then like when we're doing stuff and, you know, like, I don't think anyone else can really do this. Like, I really make a lot of money for the company, you know, like, I'm really doing a good job. This guy fucking, I've inspected his wraps and his window tinting. He did the window tint on my coworker Sean's car, 'cause he bought a new car at this dealer that I work at. And this guy was the one that did the vinyl wrap and the window tint. There's bubbles all over the tint. The wrap has like noticeable dirt underneath it. Stretch marks. It's like he's been doing, like, I could do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really window tint or wrap or do any of that shit. It's just, he does such a bad job, and he will have a car in and he'll redo it like 4 times because he has so little work, and he has to stay at work because he's got like child support or something that he has to take care of.
Oh, of course he has child support.
Yeah, of course he has. She's like, I got 3 kids and none of them want to hang out with me and shit.
Jesus Christ. Geez,
really? Oh, I'd never know.
Yeah, he's from what I've heard, I don't really know the guy. I'm not really interested in getting to know him, but he just seems like a dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a deadbeat kind of dad. Like, his wife has come in like looking for him before. Oh. He's like, hey, is he here? And we're like, he hasn't been here since Monday. And she's like, well, he's like, he fucking, oh, he's late on his payments. Shit like that. And it's like, fuck, man. But the other day, like, we've all complained to managers about him. And like, hey, like, sometimes he will just park cars like stacked in the shop and no one can get out. Because he's got cars behind cars that we're working on. And we're just like, hey, like, we're all like, you have, he does his work so slow that work gets stacked up and it just gets in our way. But he's just like literally sitting in his bay watching video, like movies and eating like cup noodles while he's clocked into jobs working. And he never gets anything done. And everyone's just like, why is this guy still fucking working here? the other day, it was a couple days ago, I just decided in my head while I was pooping one day that I've had enough. And one day he left.
Cuck got him fired
for about 2 hours. And I walked over to his bay and looked at his computer because we have a dealer track where we log into our jobs and we can see if we're clocked in or on.
Don't tell me that kind of shit. Like doing that shit on the company computer.
Well, yeah, he was. He was doing it on the company computer.
God.
So he had literally he had Bojack Horseman on in one like
just
so window.
He just had his time clock. Traceable evidence.
It was paused, and then he was just gone. And like my coworker, he was like, I watched him leave, and he has like a stopwatch of when he left. He's like, I want to see how long he's gone for. We all watch him because it's just entertainment at this point. But the other day, I'm getting ahead of myself. The other day, I came out of the bathroom when he got back. I came out of the bathroom. He was in his bay just sitting, like he was literally eating the same cup of noodles he put down 2.5 hours ago.
Ugh.
And then he started eating it again. And I just walked out and I said, "Hey, you're back. Wondering where you were." And then that was all of the conversation that I had with him. And about like 5 minutes later, he came up to me and he's like, "You got something to say?" Just like, he's like, "Want to talk about it? What's up? What's going on?" And I just said, "I'm wondering why you leave all the time and you never get anything done." And his response was just like, "Yeah, well, I still work here."
Oh,
that's wild.
And I was just like, "Okay, are you saying that you just say that, oh yeah, I get away with all this bad shit, but I still work here, so it doesn't matter because they won't fire me or some shit like that?" I was just like, "How long have you worked here?" I was like, "I've worked here long enough to know that you just fuck off every single day, and you're annoying everyone, and everybody talks about how bad of a job you do on everything. Like, it's a miracle you still work here, and I don't understand." And then he started talking about like how he's worked here longer than everyone. He's like, "I've been here since before the managers were here. Like,
I work here 80 hours."
It was like, "I've been here before, like this guy," who I'm not gonna say his name, but this guy is like the chief manager guy of the entire dealership company, like the corporation. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. The guy that hired him also. And he said he's, like, worked along here longer than all that. I'm like, "You've worked here for 2 years. I looked it up. I actually found out." And he was just going on and on and on and on. And so he brought up the manager and he was like, "Hey, you want to go sit down? You want to go talk to him?" And I was just like, "Kinda. Yeah, let's go." And we both walked into the office and there's like our service writers like on the phone with a customer. And there's two customers standing in line waiting to talk to our service writer who's on the phone with a customer. The guy who's our manager is on the phone and he is visibly annoyed. Our parts people are upset with something, yapping about something in the back. I don't remember what they're saying. And like this guy that I was arguing with, he like gestures me to go into the manager's office. The manager fucking loves me, by the way. I did make that video a little while ago. My work situation has improved tenfold since I made that video, and I'm actually really enjoying where I work now, by the way. So I took that video down.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't delete it. I just hit it.
Yeah.
We can get into that another time too. But dude's on the phone, manager's on the phone. I know this is going to be really hard to fucking listen to and like try to follow and edit it so it makes sense as a story.
No, it's doing pretty good so far.
I'm also forgetting where I'm at in the story.
You walked up with the guy.
We walked into the office with Jesus Christ, it is so hard to tell a story with multiple people involved and not being able to say their names. Yeah. Because it's like, how do you follow it?
And then so let's you forget because you can't say the names.
Yeah, I know.
You can say the names. What if you say the names, but Eric just fucking bleeps them out?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Okay. I mean, I do it all the time, so it's fine.
So we go into manager's office. He's on the phone. He's visibly upset. Dude I'm arguing with says, go on, tell him. Go on, talk to him. And I just said, dude, you wanted to talk to him. You talk to him. You tell him what happened. And then he was just like, hey, this guy, referring to me, he's like, this guy's got a problem with me. He doesn't like the way I work. And then manager is on the phone. Everybody has a problem with the way you work.
That's crazy.
And I just started laughing. I literally just started laughing. That's, I was just like belly laugh out loud. And then dude was like, but you see, the manager just said, he was back on the phone, like turned like this, and then he like put the hand over the phone. He says, you can go home. You can leave.
That's
get out. Actually, go home. Go home right now. You can leave. And he just kept yapping. I just gave him a fucking pat on the back. I said, have fun, buddy. And I walked back out in the shop because I was in the middle of doing a fucking brake flush.
Yeah.
Like, I got shit to do. I'm not trying to be here fucking arguing with this fucking guy.
You didn't even have to say a fucking word.
I didn't say anything.
Crazy. Yeah.
He was in there for maybe 5-10 minutes. And I'm like back out in the shop at this point, like finishing up, the car's back on the ground, like machines all put away. And he came out and started yelling at me, and I was just like, bye. Bye, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, bye.
That's fucking
bye.
Great.
Will it do it? Will it do it? Will it do it?
Apple fail.
Yay! There you go. Be like, yeah.
For audio listeners, the Apple device that has done the thing that Apple devices do when you hold your hands in a heart shape in front of the camera and hearts come out. Anyway.
The Apple device has done the thing.
Apple device.
Came back the next day. Actually, he was late the next day because I found out he had a court hearing or something he had to go to.
Oh, which is crazy. Would have never guessed.
So, yeah, it was ridiculous. He came in. He has, you know, like when you meet people that have like a certain, they have like a walk, like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a walk. And he had like a I'm number one kind of walk. Like, it was, he's, God.
Hey, at least he didn't threaten to like fucking hurt you or kill you.
The whole day went by. He doesn't have the brain power to do anything like that. And if he wanted to hurt me, he would not be able to, because I would win that fight.
No, I'd win.
Be like, hey, where's your legs?
You making fun of me?
I'm implying that I would use his legs as a defensive device for myself. And
you use his own legs as a defensive device?
Actually, let me say that again. I'm implying that I would tear his legs off.
Hey, where's your legs?
Hey, where's your legs? Got your legs.
Fucking bleeding out on the ground.
Anyway, next day, the whole day goes by. He kept looking at me, and the only reason I know that he kept looking at him is I kept secretly going like that whenever I was like behind something that was facing his direction.
You're just like, I see you, motherfucker.
Well, I just wanted to see, because he seems like the kind of person that would go like ballistic and like shoot a place up.
Oh my God.
He's white. But.
Valid.
Valid.
What's his name? Kyle?
No. Although I don't really like anyone named Kyle. Except for our Patreon subscribers or podcast listeners named Kyle. If you're named Kyle, you're cool. But if you're a guy that I used to work with named Kyle, I fucking hate you. Anyway. just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. Anyway, but like, whole day goes by, doesn't say a word to me, keeps giving me dirty looks. He I think he saw that I was looking at him once, because he was like he gave me a face like a 7-year-old would give you.
He's like in his 30s. Like, what the
fuck? No, he's like 35.
What the fuck?
If I caught him catching me looking at him and he did that shit, I'd just be like, fucking dumb grin.
You're like, hey, yeah. Come here. Come over here. I want to tell you something.
Frog blink at him.
I can't do that without.
I got to do this one first.
Anyway, the whole day goes by. My manager and like a guy that's been working there for a really long time, like a guy that has the same name as the building.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And my main manager came out into the main shop. Like, this guy wears like a suit.
Yeah.
And they both walked right into my bay. And my manager was like, hey, how would you like to go home early? And I was just like, am I in trouble? And they were like, no, you're fine. I was like, what's going on? And they were just like, I just don't want you to be here when this happens. And I said, gotcha. I will get my lunchbox and I will turn my computer off and lock my toolbox and I'll be out of here in about 5 minutes. And then the guy with the same name as the building said, okay. And okay. What
just,
I did
just so, the fucking phrase, the guy with the same name as the fucking building.
Mr. Honda, his name's not Honda, he's a different guy. Anyway, I get in my car. I have to warm my car up because my car has,
yeah, you know,
it's old. So I warm my car up. I actually go to like the parking lot across the street and I let it warm up, and then I FaceTime my coworker who are me and we're like buddy, and we like talk shit about everyone that we don't like, which is him basically, and a couple people in the parts. But you know when your coworkers and you talk shit to the same guy, like, and then you become friends over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Filmed him getting fired.
That's insane. And you got to go home early and see it all. I got to
go home early and watch in 4K this guy get fired. And I can say he acted pretty much the way I expected him to act, because he was like, this fucking guy, he's fucking with me all day, even though I'm like not even talking to him. I just like said one snarky comment to a guy that everybody dislikes because he gets in everybody's way, and the managers don't like him, and like service writers really don't like him because he interrupts like the flow of the shop flow. And when a service writer like gets interrupted or like finds out that like, hey, this one person is affecting the efficiency of all four of these cars on this side of the shop right now, so he either needs to get the fuck out or he needs to like cooperate, which is normal. Like, that's all need to work together so we can all make ours, and so you can make ours. So it's like we can all make more money if you work harder. Or just don't fuck off. Like, it's...
Yeah.
But, like, everybody can fuck off to a point, but when it's all you do and you only work for, like, 1 hour a day, his efficiency, like, goal for hours is, like, 27% of his clocked hours. That's his goal, because he is so slow. You know what my efficiency goal is as a technician? 100%. And it's constantly beat. Actually made fucking 17 hours yesterday.
Hell yeah.
On Hondas, which is pretty crazy.
I made 13 yesterday, actually. And then I made 5 today because it was like...
I made 12 on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty slow, but it was... I did a timing belt water pump job, spark plugs on a V6 Accord. I did 3 PDIs. I did an oil leak diag and valve cover repair on another car. I did like a scope analysis diagnostic on a car that has this weird... I did like an intermittent problem diag. Like, I did a lot of shit. Oh, and I did some Prolog repairs too.
You, I saw one. One of them pulled up yesterday to the shop to get like air in their tires. I was like, that's the fucking Prolog. The thing's ugly as fuck.
I don't think it's ugly. It's a decent... It's just weird. It just looks like an car. It just looks like a SUV.
Speaking of ugly cars, does anybody know what the Fisker Ocean is?
Yes, mm-hmm. I've seen one in real life.
I think they look kind of cool.
I think they look ugly as fuck.
I just like it, the way they look, because they look different than everything else. That's what I like. Except for like the Cybertruck.
They have like the wheel covers that go over the wheels that make it look like it has 3 spokes, and then you take it off and it's not actually 3 spokes, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But you said like he acted the way you thought you
like, yeah, a child. He I have also that first conversation of him going like, hey, you want to talk? You got a fucking problem with me? That's on video. I have a recording of that.
Nice.
I also have a recording of him getting fired. And I also have a recording of him talking shit about a manager that I showed to a manager.
Nice.
And like that happened. And I like walked to the building next door to like the owner. And I was like, hey, I know like you guys have a problem with this guy. But we had an altercation today, and I don't feel comfortable working around him. And he was like, oh, and he like looked to the other manager guy. Okay. So the way my dealership works is we have this guy, Mr. Dealership word, dealership name of dealer guy, the guy that owns everything, who is the son of the guy that started the whole thing. And then there's three individual buildings. The individual buildings have salespeople. They have a area manager, and then they have a building manager. Mm-hmm. So my building has like the building manager, and then there's the all three building managers in the middle building. I told all of those people.
Nice.
And his initial comment of, "Guess who still works? Yeah, and I still work here. Not anymore." Sorry, buddy.
The fact that they sent you home on the off
chance. They sent me home on the off chance that this guy might just go crazy and fucking try to hurt me.
That's huge props. That's fucking awesome.
I was like, cool.
Get shafted, nerd.
Get shit on, I guess.
The part about you walking into the office to the fucking manager, whatever, like the way you told it, you basically walked in, dapped him up, and then left while he yelled at the other guy.
Yeah.
That's basically what fucking happened.
He wanted to talk to him. I was like, I don't know why you want to talk to the manager that hates you and loves me, but
you're just like, hey, what's up, boss man?
From what it sounds like, you're the only person that ever brought anything up to him in that kind of aspect.
I'm saying, because the guy that's next to me who gets his bay taken away from him all the time, and my service writer who argues with him all the time, like has told the like building manager about it, but I didn't go to him. I went to the building owner, dealership man name guy.
A statement I told that makes complete sense.
Hey, Mr.
Guy who owns building.
I was like, hey, well, you can censor this, but like, hey, owner of can you deuce and Toyota and Auto
Dome, owner of the diesel Dome.
Pretty much. Owner of censor that.
Yes, so those are all getting censored.
Also,
even Doug Dimmadome?
No.
This guy, actually.
Yeah.
Guess his name.
Steve.
No.
Post-production Serrated Mobius here. I deleted a whole section from the next bit of the conversation because through deductive reasoning, you could probably figure out this dude's name. So that's gone now. Back to the episode.
All right. Well, if you can't guess it, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay. Well, bleep all that.
Yep. I think we're going to to bleep all of it because people could just deduce that from like reasoning.
Yeah. But I am just like, if he like my manager kept saying like he's really weird. I think he's going to like do something weird. And I was like, well, I mean, worst case scenario, he'll steal some of my tools, but it won't be that big of a deal because you can literally Google his name and the town and his fucking address comes up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like it's like one of the first three results on Google.
That's funny.
His name, really his funny. Full name, his address, and his phone number comes up. And you look up the phone number and it's like, yep, that's the area code of the town he says he came from on Facebook. And if you Google search the address, it's like, yep, that's his shitty car in the driveway. You can do a street view and that's his car. So it's like, yeah, worst case scenario, he'd steal something from me and I'd just go to his house. Yeah. Be like, hey, can I have my shit back?
Go to his house with the police.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously with the police, not just with a bunch of friends with firearms.
Definitely not.
Not in that.
Minecraft.
In Minecraft, it's AI generated in Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's AI generated and also in Mexico.
Yeah.
See, I've never had a coworker like that. I have a coworker that's just really fucking annoying to work with, but outside of work, he's like really nice to hang around. Mm-hmm. It's like he's like a totally different person outside of work. It's wild.
I can't stand that. Like if I work with you and you suck to work with, I probably won't be friends with you at all outside.
Because it's like, he's only really annoying because he just like complains all the fucking time. But he's really fucking like when I always ask him for help on shit because he knows a lot of shit because he's been doing this for so fucking long.
Oh, he's like fighting burnout.
Probably.
That's probably why he's an asshole. Like I kind of am a little bit of an asshole sometimes when I'm at work.
He's also just like complains and yells all the time because he makes like the stupidest little mistakes that if he just like chilled out and just like relaxed while he was working, he wouldn't make so many fucking mistakes.
Just
that
breathe, buddy. Just,
exactly. Just, but like when we're outside work and we're just like one of those times where like we're all just like at a restaurant like getting drinks and shit with the whole shop or whatever. He's like he's just a really like the total opposite. He's like always just chill and fucking relaxed. And it's like, how are you the same fucking person that I work with? This is insane.
That's fucking awesome. Work
sucks, yo.
Yeah. But to conclude the story, I feel like it's really interesting because not only have I been, I feel like people are treating me with more respect after that.
Because you got the guy that they all hate the most fired?
I know, but like, he kind of got himself fired, though.
You instigated it. You 100% instigated it.
Literally, all he had to do was shut the fuck up and not say anything. And exactly, that would have never fucking happened.
That's true.
Oh, you got a problem? True. And then that's it. That was fucking, that's the domino effect.
Also, we just took another technician that was like, our boss was like, hey, can you do 3M to this person? And they were like, yep, I can do that. So, right before they were about to fire him. coworker came up and they were like, she was like, they were like,
the xenomorph was like,
they were like, okay, back up. Yep. My coworker came up to me and they were like, hey, I just got told, or I just got, he just came up to me and he was like, hey, can you do 3M stuff full time? And we were all like, really? And we were like, ooh, he's getting fired. And then what do you know? Now he's fired. Anyway, but I feel like people are
happy
treating me with
again.
They're much happier. Like even the foreman who's been the foreman for 38 years, who fucking hated that guy. Like even if he like he's right by the door that you can like hit a button and it opens the big garage door on the wall. Also, he would leave the fucking door open all the time, and he would like block the sensors so the door wouldn't automatically close after he pulled something out. And it's like 29 degrees outside.
Doors automatically close. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a dealership.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But
yeah, dealership gets cool shit, man.
Dealership have good door. Unless it's a fucking Chevy dealer.
They actually just fixed all the doors of the shop, and now they don't go flying up at the force of God anymore. No, like one of the doors, right? So the door, like the whole door frame that the rollers are on, is bolted to the fucking brick wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the doors, it was not bolted to the brick wall all the way anymore.
Oh, sick.
Because like the fucking whole fucking wood thing would just like shoot back because it fucking would roll up and hit the bumpers with so much force that just over the years it just pulled the fucking studs out of the concrete.
Man, I used to work at one of the shops I used to work at had a door that. It was a really fucking heavy door because the spring was as old as the building that was built in the 1940s. And like the building was exempt from like inspections because it was a historical building or whatever the fuck.
It was built good.
Exactly. But we kept saying like, hey, these doors need to get fixed. Like that one's rusty spring out there that's like wound up with like 100,000 pounds of force or whatever the fuck. I don't know how strong they are, but they're scary. We kept complaining about, hey, like that spring looks like it's going to come apart, and I hope it doesn't come apart when I'm around it.
And then guess what happened in the middle of the night?
It fucking
came apart. It came apart. And there was a big, like a piece of a spring, like stuck in the roof of a car that was right in that bay. Oh. And we were like, told you. Now you got to pay for a roof repair on a 2011 Volvo XC90.
Yeah, we finally had somebody come and like actually fix the doors. And so like the doors used to never want to stay closed because when they fixed them the first time, the dude just like didn't fucking tune the springs right, so that we just you had to put the lock like halfway in the thing to keep the thing closed, and then when you just like you took any tension off it, it just goes and it would just fly open all of them, right? And then like we kept complaining about it, and a couple months later some just fucking bald white dude comes in his Ram 1500 It's like this like skinny, tall, blonde, not blonde, bald dude that just like
he was wearing camo cargo pants.
No, he was wearing a Metallica shirt and camo cargo pants, and he just fucking brought a ladder in. We told him what was going on with the doors, and in like 45 minutes he fixed all 8 fucking bay doors. We just like chill and hold it, and like now you can just kind of like, just like with a hand, just
hell yeah,
barely pull them up, and they'll stay exactly where you fucking left them, and then they'll stay down by themselves. It took him 45 minutes to do it, and then he left.
So he's not Aryan.
No, it was good. I said bald because I'm dyslexic, and I was thinking blonde for some reason, but he was bald. No, he was bald. Had a Metallica shirt on and camo cargo pants.
Average Metallica fan.
He just fucking fixed
cargo
all
shorts.
The
yeah, I listen to tough guy music because I'm tough and like Metallica, and I'm definitely not Aryan.
I don't think he was pretty chill when he was fixing the doors. So
my heart goes out to you.
He was fixing the doors and he didn't get in anybody's way like at all. It was great.
What does your shirt say?
It says nothing. What are you talking about?
I got that Kirkland dog in me. Okay, yep.
Fucking Depot.
What is that?
For $3 a month, you can see exactly what just happened.
Costco hot dog in my stomach. It's going to come out of my butthole in 10 minutes.
Get out of the way.
I got a wounded glizzy today. I got a glizzy.
What do you mean you got a wounded glizzy today? I need,
you know, when you get a, you know, when you get a Costco hot dog and it's not like, sometimes it's like super offset in the bun or the meat's broken or something.
You mean the dong hangs a little too far to the left or something?
Do they have a split in it? Like
No, tasted like that hot dog I ate earlier. It had like the piece of it was coming off, and like the hot dog was like split in the middle.
That's what I said.
Wounded glizzy. Yeah, I'm starting a new foundation for the Wounded Glizzy Project.
Wounded Glizzy Foundation.
Use our discount code SPLITDICK10.
It would probably be wiener.
Or discount on erection, erectile dysfunction medication that doesn't work. It's just a placebo that makes you feel better because your penis doesn't work now.
Ow. People will actually take Viagra for like pre-workouts because of what it does to your fucking blood flow. And
what the goddamn is that? No, why would you do that?
That's a real thing that people do instead of take pre-workout like a normal human being. They'll pop a Cialis or a Viagra and get like the most crazy pump of their fucking life. Because that's what that
and then their dick's
does.
Just hard. Just
and then, yeah, and they're all
out with a boner.
Yeah, like, exactly. What the fuck? It's like, I bet the pump
I can't even walk with a boner. Like, I'm like, hey, how's it going, everyone?
Literally half
he went
reason,
that way.
That's literally half the reason why I wear cargo shorts everywhere, so I can just fucking strap that thing down with the belt.
You can ratchet strap it to your fucking
chest. Yeah, exactly.
Chest.
Just fucking, like, I'm out in public, let me just fucking, okay, that's not going anywhere. Strap that thing to my stomach so nobody sees it. Type shit.
What you pointing at?
He went the
just fucking like he went that way.
From South Park.
What?
I think I'm getting a clue. I'm getting a clue too. Oh my god. My clue is telling me to go that way.
God, that
that episode makes me uncomfortable.
I think that was the point.
Yeah. Well, most South Park episodes make me uncomfortable, but it's so fucking funny. It's like it's hard to not laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like my wife and I, we went to Chipotle the other day because a new one opened in my town. Fucking hell yeah! A Chipotle opening in a Republican town is a godsend for everyone because it's like, wow, the work ethic people making burritos,
right?
Like, wow, these are good as fuck. They're so good.
All the Chipotles in my area fucking suck dick. So I don't go to them anymore.
What's wrong with that, huh? What's wrong with sucking dick?
They don't suck good enough, so there's like no meat in the
fucking You're not supposed burritos. To suck the meat out of the burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
You're supposed exactly. to put the
there's
burrito
There's like no meat in the burritos. There's no meat in there. They suck it all out.
That's why you fuck the burrito.
Yeah. Moral of the story, always get a burrito at a location where people are okay with getting taken advantage of by a corporation. Anyway, that's been this episode of Flag Time. We're gonna name all the names in post. No, we're not.
Excuse me.
Gonna do
that's
that.
That's a different tier.
That's the white tier.
That's the $200 a month tier.
Yeah, that's woof. Anyway, patreon.com/flagtimepodcast is where you can see the video version of this episode, and we want to thank our premium members over there for giving us more money per month than they pay for Spotify. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newbie, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, GM Tech, Josh Hal, JJ the Tech, JJ 900, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cards of Sumis, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, McDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Rogue One, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Elysium Darkness, and Meep. But in Japanese, thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Also, Patreon not AC only oil, AC Go oil on. That goes in the prologue looks like cum, by the way.
Oh.
Thanks for that.
It's made by GM.
Is it not yellow anymore? Does it look like pee anymore?
Why
like
would it be yellow? Why would it be yellow?
Because
why would it be yellow?
Talking about the AC die, right?
I'm talking about cum, not.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the dye. The dye
it's
used
not
to be yellow.
Dye.
Now it's, white.
It's not dye.
You said the dye looks like cum.
No,
he's putting actual cum in his AC system.
I said the oil.
For the AC
not
system.
The dye. There's no dye.
The oil has dye in it. It's
no, it
to.
Doesn't.
It's when did they stop That's doing that?
A while ago.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Lots.
Are you
okay.
putting just
you know,
straight
you know
dye what, into your AC systems and no oil?
Do you know what no, type of the, AC oil has dye in it? The kind oil. That is cheap and the kind you get from the parts store that doesn't come from the dealership. Like... dye tracing oil, like not most AC oil doesn't have dye in it, like it's just clear.
Okay,
or it's the color.
I haven't done an AC check on a car with anything newer than 134A in fucking forever.
Yeah,
I don't remember that they didn't have fucking dye in them. I'm used to
most AC dyes don't have, or most AC oils that are just AC oil don't have dyes unless they're like a specific one that, well, almost every dye you get from a parts store or oil you get from a parts store has dye in it.
Yeah, we get the
cheap
only
shit.
the only AC oil that we get is the shit that the literal car recommends that has dye in it, the PAG 10 oil, whatever the fuck it is.
People who stop listening to the episodes before we start reading the names missed out on all of that. So thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We will see you next time. Bye.
Hey, buddy.